Welcome to Nonprofit Success, the podcast all about being the ultimate marketing and promotion resource for nonprofit leaders. I'm Justin Raymond, and today I want to talk about websites. Now, when it comes to your online presence, nothing is more important than your website. People go to your website to learn about you, to see what you're all about. To learn about your nonprofit organization, see what you've done, see what you're going to do, learn about your mission, hear the stories, to donate, to volunteer. And everything you're doing online is driving people to that page. It's the hub. Your website is the hub of your nonprofit organization, your online headquarters, even to say. And so because of that, it's so important that your website is set up correctly, efficiently, and it's easy flowing, a great user experience. And now I want to share just three ways with you that you can improve your website for conversion rates. And when I mean conversion rates, it can be everything from somebody downloading an industry report or research on a specific cause or problem in the world, people going online, filling out forms to volunteer at your nonprofit, or people filling out forms to attend your event. And now, one of the most important things that you could do when you create a website for your nonprofit is that you're tracking everything. Now, I know you could spend tons of time on making sure a website looks great, and it's very important that you do that. But when you think about your website, think about the goals that are involved with it. Of course, you want your website to look aesthetically pleasing because it's a representation of your nonprofit. It shows that you're professional, up to date, modern, understand what's going on, and care even is thrown into there, that you care about the user experience. But you can make it look really great. Tons of pictures, tons of videos, great colors, solid logo. But what's most important is that you track everything. And looking at those online metrics to see what your website is producing. And now one of the things you can use to track online metrics that doesn't cost a thing is Google Analytics. And now when you go into Google Analytics, there's lots of metrics in there. So you might be wondering, what am I supposed to track? What am I supposed to look at? Ultimately, that comes down to your goals. What are your goals with your website? Is it to get people to an event? Is it volunteer? Are you running a end-of-year fundraising campaign and you want people to donate? So there are some things that you need to look at. Some important things to look at when it comes to your website is the bounce rate. Now, a bounce rate is when someone goes to your website and then leaves. And that's happening because, well, I mean, there could be several reasons why that's happening. But one reason is, you know, they go to your website and it's not what they expected. They go to your website and they're not really interested in it. And they got there through your efforts. So they weren't the right audience from that standpoint. Something else to look at is referrals. How are people getting to your website? That's extremely important, especially with all your marketing efforts. So if you're pushing out blog posts on social media, you can see that they're coming from there. If you send out a newsletter every month, you can see they're coming to your website from that newsletter. So look at referrals, bounce rate, traffic sources. One of the things you want to stay away from is the number of visits. And now that can excite you. And it's okay to look at those number of visits, but they're not always people. They're sometimes bots. Actually, a lot of them are probably bots. And those bots are online crawling all of these websites to see what your website is about. And Google especially does that to see if your website is relevant with other keywords or phrases people are typing into Google. So seeing the number of visits is great, but what's even more important than that is the returns. The uniques are okay, but who's coming back to your website? Are the people that already visited your website coming back? I mean, that just shows it's a great experience. So look at how many people are coming back, the referrals, the bounce rates, and then even the conversion rates, which are the form fills. And so it's one of the most important things you can do when you design a website for your nonprofit is to make sure you track everything and look at those numbers frequently. It doesn't have to be every day, but maybe monthly at your marketing meeting. You go over those numbers and see what's going on and what you can do differently. And if people are going to your website and leaving immediately, maybe you need to figure out what's going on above the fold of your site. Is it confusing? Do people not understand what you're about? Are you not targeting the right audience? Or if you're not getting enough donations, can people see the donate button? Are people can people easily donate to your organization? Is it confusing? Can they find the button? When they click on it, do they know what to do? And that immediately leads into something else that's really important. So first was track everything. The second thing is mobile. Look at your website on your mobile device, whether it's a phone, whether it's a tablet, and see what it's like. If people can't use their fingers or thumbs to scroll on your website, to press on buttons, to read your content, to see what you're about, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. I don't have the data in front of me right now, but I believe more people are using their smartphones to search on the internet, to do things on the internet, than they are on the desktop. Think about yourself. Think about your kids or your friends, whoever. They're always on their phones and they're always on the internet, right? Whether it's social media apps, surfing the web, while they're out, whatever it is. People are always using their mobile devices on the internet. And you mainly use a desktop computer or laptop at work. And so while they're at work, I mean, they're probably not looking up nonprofits while they're at work. And so when they're looking up nonprofits, where to serve, where to volunteer, who to donate, they're using their mobile device outside of work hours. So think about that. Pull up your website. Is it easy to use? If you have to pinch the screen and blow it up to read something, then that's something wrong. You need to fix that immediately. Think mobile and track everything. One more thing I want to share with you is an engaging call to action, a clear call to action. If you visit your website and it's really confusing because there's so much going on, then your website visitors feel the same way. You have 6 seconds or less to convince that person that's on your site that you are who you say you are, that you can do what you say you do, and that person should join you on your mission, on your cause. Now, if they go there and you have a lot going on, especially above the fold. The above the fold is the section on your website before you scroll down. So that's the first thing you see when they go there. And I believe above the fold came from when a newspaper was folded in half and you could see just one section of the newspaper. And that is the part that people see. And so they would pick it up and purchase that because the headline compelling headline. It caught people's attention, got them interested, especially the visual. And then the copy right there above the fold is what grabbed people's attention and got them interested. So go to your website. Within 6 seconds, do you understand your mission? Do they understand what you've done and what you will do with their money? And can they find the donate button? If all of that is good, then you're in great shape. If not, think about how you can rework your fold, above the fold of your website, so that when people go there, they immediately want to join your cause because they know what you're about. They feel your organization, care about what you guys are working on because you have a great visual, whether it's a video, whether it's image, and they're able to see your call to action. And there's wording that talks about your mission and possibly numbers talking about what you've done so far. So those are three things that are extremely important. So think about how you can track your website, mobile friendly and engaging call to action. And that could be as simple as donate or join the cause. And when they click join the cause or be a part of this mission that you guys have, then you have several other options for them to pick from, whether it's donate, whether it's volunteer, whether it's referral, whether it's maybe they're the ones that need help. But make sure there's not lots of call to actions, because if there's tons of things for them to do, they won't do anything because it's overwhelming and it's confusing. So take a look at your website. And after hearing this, I hope you go back and look at your website and do what you can to help your nonprofit succeed online. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.